back your impression of the library for our oral history. You were librarian for the Brinkley Library from what year?
September 1st, 43 to May 1st, 69.
That's a good long while. As librarian, what were your duties?
Well, as librarian, I checked out the books, did the cleaning and janitor work, and at first we had a coal stove. My brother Harry started the fire when he wasn't working. And then I had to keep putting coal on the fire all the time I was there. And sometimes I nearly froze. And we had no electricity at first.
Oh, really?
And so, in the winter months, I would light a kerosene lamp sometimes. And after I was there a few years, we had an oil stove. But it was small and still had to carry the oil in. But even after we got the stove that we have now, and we were still cold.
I would think it would be cold.
The floors were cold. But of course, after we got the oil piped in, then we could light it the day before.
But you weren't open all day, were you?
No, only in the afternoons. And
and how many afternoons a week was this?
At first, we were only open on Saturday from June until October. That would be from 1 to 5 on Saturday. And then Wednesday and Saturday during the winter months.
I see.
2 to 5 on Wednesday and 1 to 5 on Saturday, or 7 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I received a dollar an afternoon
my
salary. And then as we had more money, of course, they raised it. And in 35, we had a half mill tax. It had been voted on the village, of course, before I started to work there. And then about 10 years later, we levied a mill and a half. And of course that made more money. And so then they raised my salary to $2 an afternoon, and then $20 monthly, then $35 monthly, and the last 3 years, $60 monthly.
Wow.
So
you were really in the money.
Really in the money the last 3 years. And
that's very interesting.
The library board meetings decided how much we could spend for books. We usually had from $200 to $300 from the tax money.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
now, did that have to cover all of the expenses?
Yeah, it covered everything. We had a dollar a year for non-resident cards.
Yes.
And then we, and a cent a day fine, and sometimes we'd have pretty good fine. And then we charged 5 cents a week rental for new books, that is adult books,
yes,
not children, until they were, had been used for several months.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, that made a little extra income. And that's all we had.
And that had to cover the lights, the heat, the salary, redecorating and everything. Is that right?
That,
including the purchase of new books.
That included everything.
We had to manage it, didn't
we? We had to pinch pennies, as Bill Powers said. At the library board meeting, we decided how much we could spend for books. And usually, we spent $100 in the fall. And 60% was for children, and then we always bought new classics and some reference books. And then the other 40% was for adult books, but they used to have a rental library at Block and Cool. Did you ever
remember? Oh, I remember. Yes, I
did. Well, after they had used the books, so while they would sell them to us, they'd sell some of the late fiction for less than half price, and they would sell
the westerns and mysteries and light romance for 10 and 15 cents a book.
Oh, did you get advance notice of this?
Yes.
So you knew when
they would let me know. And then we would go in and we would carry out all we could carry to get to the car with these books.
Oh, no.
And that helped us out. And then we'd order new books that people would request, you know, what they would like to read. We'd order some new books for the adults. And we usually had a good book committee, but sometimes they were others that wasn't on the library board.
Oh.
Sometimes some of the teachers would help us. We'd ask different ones to be on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would see to order them. And the adults, the men, they read mostly westerns and mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
But the ladies, they liked historical fiction.
Okay.
A good many liked historical fiction and southern stories, and doctor and nurse and light romance. And that pretty well took care of the ladies.
Yes.
Because most of them were reading for entertainment.
Yes.
And now the last few years, Mrs. Robert Best and Mrs. Bert Knight and I did most of the ordering. They were on the board, of course. And we could also get books from the state library. And we could keep them a month, and we paid the postage one way. And I used to order a number of books for the school children and teachers.
Well, I remember you were so good to order the ones the students wanted.
And some of the teachers, the teacher that boarded with Bob Wasson's, I've forgotten his name, but oh, he ordered so many books. He didn't he go to France after he left?
Yes, I know. I know his name, but it escapes me.
Is it Bob? Or?
Well, I guess we'll just have to leave his name off the tape.
I shouldn't have put that in there.
That's all right.
But I shouldn't have. I forgot we wasn't just talking.
Right. Well, I heard a rumor about, maybe you told me, about a man stopping at the library and spending a few hours one time when he had to have his automobile fixed. And wasn't he very complimentary to the library?
Yes, he was. As an automobile.
Yeah.
And yes, he was very complimentary, and he thought we had such a, well, he thought it was a wonderful library for such a small community,
mm-hmm.
a village. Of course, it was just a village library.
Yes.
And that's, that was the reason we didn't have so much money, because our taxes only leveled on the village.
I see.
And of course, we didn't charge so much then for the non-resident, and but we did take in all the territory around Broomfield and the surrounding towns that wanted to use the library.
Were there very many who did?
Yes, we had them from Laura, even from Williamsfield.
Oh, really?
Yes, and all of Jubilee Township. Some that lived close to Princeville.
My goodness, they did come from quite a distance.
They did. A good many people come from Millbrook because our rates were cheaper, I think, for non-resident than the Princeville library was.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, but of course, take it all in all, that we didn't have enough money. But that man that came that afternoon, he really thought we did a wonderful job with what we had.
Made you feel good, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Well, can you think of any problems? Were there any other than the money problems?
I can't think of anything else.
How about getting the redecorating done? Did people do that volunteer work for that, or did you have to do that too?
No, I didn't do that. Well, the people on the start, of course, it was all volunteer. Now, Mr. Babcock,
was born, you know, he was a
painter by trade.
And Mr. Babcock and John Fox, they decorated it at the first. And then I've forgotten who we did get, but I think probably we paid them a little something. And the last few years, we'd get a woman to come and clean, and she charged $4 a day.
And well, that's more than the librarian pay, isn't it?
But once a year, that would be.
Yes,
once a year.
So she did windows
and
I suppose washed walls and things like that.
And I usually clean the books myself. I'd take the books off the shelf and dust them and wash the shelves and put them back. I tried to do that in between times. On afternoons, I was working there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take so many off and wash the shelves and put them back and do that in the spring. And then we'd have it cleaned once a year.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it was all volunteer. Some of the women would come in and we would have a good cleaning day. We'd scrub the floors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was first. And then in between times, I had to keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
And shovel the snow out in front of
it was really a big job, wasn't it? Well, what about the method of keeping track of the books? How were they cataloged, or what record was there of the books you had? And
well, as
and
we bought them,
it?
It was a large book, you know, hard covered, that we could keep adding new pages to.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all listed there, and then they were all listed on cards and put into the books.
But did the books have numbers on the shelves? Or?
No, we had no numbers. We had very simple cataloging, and I always felt we needed new cataloging. But one year, we had a man come from the state to weed out our books and to tell us what we should do. And he thought we were doing very well the way we were. And he said he wouldn't go into that Dewey Decimal and all that. He said at that time it would cost us between $200 and $300, and he thought we needed our money worse for other things.
Mm-hmm.
When we did have a list of all the books.
Yes.
As we would buy new books, I listed them all in this catalog, sort
mm-hmm.
of. And then we had books, we had cards in the books, and then we had a card file, you know, with them all on the...
Mm-hmm. And then I suppose they were listed in, or placed, I mean, on the shelves in alphabetical order,
yes.
Or were they in subject matter, you know,
yes.
Types of books, like biographies, histories, and fiction, and so forth?
They were all types of books. Fiction. Mm-hmm. We had more fiction, and then the westerns, and then the mysteries,
mm-hmm.
and the classics.
Mm-hmm.
Were together, and the reference books.
Mm-hmm. So there was a system
there was a system that it worked,
mm-hmm.
and the religion books were
mm-hmm.
all on one shelf. Yes, each subject matter was
mm-hmm.
listed separately.
So you could find the books.
Oh yes,
no
trouble to find a book because they were all alphabetically.
Mm-hmm. I remember what a good selection you had for children. I know it meant a lot to us to have such a good selection of books.
I remember how proud we were when we could find all the series of the World Landmark books.
Oh yes, they were wonderful.
Oh, that made us so happy to think we could have enough money for that.
Yeah.
And then the childhood series for all children from 3 to grades 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And those were popular books.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I imagine they still are.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would be.
Yes. I would think they would be. Yes, we tried. With what little money we had, I think we managed.
I think you did a beautiful job.
tried to do the best we could, because as gross as when we used to laugh and say we starved out on the shoestring without any tax or anything. So
it's amazing, really, how you managed.
And I'm glad through the years it has grown, and now we'll get the new library, and it'll keep on growing. And
yes,
as the community, as the village grows, mm-hmm. why we need. And we need.
Oh, we had to have a new building. That one was about ready to fall down.
We needed a new building for the last 15, 20 years.
True.
I enjoyed working with all the board members, and of course, we had a good many in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mrs. R.B. Roberts was president, Mrs. J.E. Welch was secretary and treasurer. Mm-hmm. When I started working, they were both doctors for me. And then Mrs. Vera J. Powers was secretary and treasurer for a good many years. She was a wonderful help to the library. She read so much, and she kept up on her books. And she mm-hmm. especially liked history.
Oh.
And so she. But now the other board members that I think of were D.H. Johnson, Ralph Carson, Henry A. Arnold, and Francis Vail, and Melvin McCoy. Mrs. H. O. Cady, Mrs. Hugh Bowman, Mrs. Robert Best, and Mrs. Bert Knight. The last years, Mrs. Knight and Mrs. Best helped me a great deal after my brother Harry became ill, you know.
Yes.
They helped me. And Mrs. Best and Mrs. Knight were still on the board, of course, when I retired. And Mrs. Best was secretary and treasurer for 22 years.
Is that right?
So she did her share. Well, yeah. They were all very good board members, and all we all worked together, and we didn't have any conflict.
Well, that's great.
I didn't think of. And I think that was all that I can remember of.
Oh, there is something about the library report that we sent each May into the state library. The library year runs from May 1st to May 1st. And on these reports, we had to have the number of borrowers from the library, both adult and children, and the non-residents. And we had to have the number of books in circulation. And one year, I know I was so happy, we had 1,000 more children's books in circulation than we did adults.
Oh.
And we had to also, any books that were lost or misused or anything through the year, we had to report all of that.
Oh, there was a lot of bookkeeping, wasn't there?
It all had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the secretary and treasurer had to fill out all the money part, mm-hmm. all the tax money that was levied, the amount of tax, and what we spent the money for, and how much we had at the end of the fiscal year, and so on and so forth.
Were these books audited? Did they have to be audited?
They didn't audit. Yes, they audited the books, but it was for the money part. Mm-hmm. They didn't care for the books in circulation or anything like that. They,
mm-hmm.
The state auditors, when they audited the town books, they always audited the library mm-hmm. books at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get everything in order at the by the 1st of May, so that when the auditors come with. And they'd even, the amount of fines and things, I'd always have a few dollars in a little change purse, and I always had to take that around to the auditors so they counted it out to the last penny to
Is
see
that
the, see that my books
I had it on my book, you see. Yeah. And the secretary and treasurer had it on her book.
They had to come out together.
They had to come out together. Of course, my book was principally for the number of books that was in circulation each week, you see.
Yeah.
I had to keep that down. But I also had to keep down the amount of the fines and the non-residence cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two items had to tally with the secretary and treasurer.
Oh, goodness. That was a real job you had.
And for what $2 or $3 was in that change purse, I used to think they counted that as much as they would have been thousands.
Probably. you had periodicals too in the library.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Were they allowed to be checked out?
Yes, they were checked out, and they was on that record too.
Oh.
How many periodicals we had, the amount of periodicals, and how many were in circulation all the time. Yes, the periodicals was included with the books.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. A lot of bookkeeping. Was there much destruction of books? I suppose from wear and tear they would be destroyed, but there wasn't any willful destruction, I suppose.
Not too much. Sometimes people would move and take two or three books with them or something, and we couldn't get those back. On average, we'd lose maybe 12 or 14 books a year with people moving from the community, and we didn't know where they moved. And
mm-hmm.
And that would happen sometimes.
It really isn't too bad, though.
No. And occasionally someone would tell me that they had lost a book, and they would offer to buy a new one,
mm-hmm.
if they couldn't find it. But usually I'd tell them they could wait for a month or two, and usually they'd find it.
When they cleaned house, maybe they'd find it.
They'd find it. Uh-huh. So no, we didn't have too much, and no vandalism, I would say, anything like that of the books, you know. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully people were happy to have the facility there to use, and so they appreciated it.
I believe they did.
Well, I think the community certainly owes you and all of the board members a big debt of gratitude for providing us with such a good library over the years.
Well, thank you. But I was happy to do it. Those were some I look back now and think those were some of the happiest days, I guess.
I'm sure this is true. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, too, for this interview. This is an interview between Frances Blundy and Velma Clark, May the 3rd, 1976.